Lawyers in the trial of accused Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger will hold one last pretrial conference today before federal court jury selection begins tomorrow. One character that's expected to loom large in what could be a four-month-long trial is Bulger's native, South Boston. It's a tight-knit neighborhood, but one that's changed dramatically from Bulger's heyday there. For a look at how the trial might play in South Boston, we met there with Maureen Dayhill on West Broadway, right across from the Broadway T station and right in front of what was once Bulger's headquarters, so to speak, the building that housed the bar Triple O's. Dayhill is a fourth-generation South Bostonian, a one-time candidate for state senate, and she runs the blog Caught in Southie.
A lot of times South Boston is synonymous with infamy, you know, whether it's Whitey Bulger or, you know, the busing in the 70s. We take ownership of that. That's part of who South Boston is or was. But it's a completely different South Boston now.
You know, we're standing outside what was Triple O's, where Whitey Bulger ran a substantial part of the operation, and it looks so much different than it did back then. You know, now it's a Japanese restaurant with flower boxes out front, and it's a much different place than it was back then in the big picture.
It was maybe a little bit of a step above a dive bar. You know, you knew enough you didn't go in there. That was where he had his office and did a lot of his meetings.
Meetings, it's a yeah. Nice way to put it. You think he'd recognize this place today?
I think he'd be surprised at how much it's changed. He's been gone for quite a while, and coming back here, especially in the past 5 years, especially in this area of South Boston, has completely changed.
How so?
Well, you know, across the street from where we're standing, next to the Broadway T-stop, used to be the Quiet Man, which was another, you know, kind of legendary landmark in South Boston. It was a great bar, restaurant that had awesome steak tips. It was a staple. That's now gone, and there's a huge, you know, condo building in with the Starbucks across the street.
Well, if you were away for 20, 25 years and you just were dropped in, you wouldn't know where you were.
You wouldn't know where you were. You absolutely wouldn't know. Well, although Anthony's Pier 4 is still there, you might be like, oh, all right, that's where I am. But for the most part, all around the perimeter of South Boston is changing. The heart of the neighborhood is still very neighborhoody. You can still see kids outside playing street hockey on the street, and, you know, there are families and things like that. But it's only a matter of time before it slowly seeps into the neighborhood.
You grew up here, came of age in the 80s.
Yes.
Did you see Whitey on the streets back then? What was it like?
Well, you know what? You would see him. He didn't hide. He was out in public, and you would see him. But, I mean, I didn't run in the same circles as Whitey, thank goodness. But you would occasionally, you knew his car, and he would drive past, you know, us.
Oh, there's Whitey Bulger?
Yep, there's Whitey. Occasionally, he might roll down the window and, you know, tell, hey, kids, move it along. Because there's a pack of, you know, 20 to 30 teenagers hanging on the corner, but, yeah.
So he was cleaning up the sidewalk.
He was helping cleaning up. Of us Southie punks. Yeah, so.
And that was just part of the daily living.
He was one of the people who just came in contact with living in the neighborhood, whether it was your, you know, local business owner or teacher or politician, or he was part of the fiber of our neighborhood.
Is there that kind of culture now when somebody drives down the street? Can you say, oh, I know that person, he or she is X in organized crime or local crime?
No, not so much anymore. You know, you don't really see that element anymore, and there is not that, like, oh, that's so-and-so. He's, you know, running, you know, illegal, whatever. I think it's non-existent, or it's really underground and under the radar, but it's not as public as it was before.
You know, there's the old folklore, the city lore, that Whitey Bulger was very protective of his neighborhood. Do people still talk about that, whether or not it was true?
People talked more about Whitey when he was missing. You know, it was more of like, oh, where is he? Is he alive? Is he dead? Was he an FBI
is he
informant?
The corner?
Is he in Europe? And now that he's caught, it's almost as if that era is over and it's kind of like stopped, even though I know it's back in the news again, but you don't hear about it as much.
So do people here, do you think, care about how the trial comes out?
Yeah, Yeah, I think people are definitely will be interested in it. I mean, it's the kind of the ending of the last chapter of the book to see how it ends or what comes out, like what the FBI did know. There's still a mystery within an enigma and within a mystery of what exactly happened. How much did the FBI know? Are we going to find out those answers? I don't know. Probably not.